Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 7:25 p.m. here in Manipal, and yes, it seems to be a great day today for me. I am quite surprised that every day there's something that is so pleasantly surprising, and I'm just loving every moment of it. So yeah, today I decided that I will go for a bike ride, and it was going to be a 30k bike ride or so, not much. And woke up at around 4:30ish and got ready. I started my bike ride at around 6:05 after doing my stretches and breathing exercises. And slowly and steadily I was just riding the Agumbe road, and suddenly I was greeted by two cyclists. And they were on road bike, and they were from Bangalore, and they stay in Udupi. So I just tagged along with them. I was on my mountain bike, so they're not too sure whether I'll be able to keep pace with them. I told them, you just ride your pace and let's just go with the flow. So I rode with them. The thing is, I had not planned for more than 30k, so I did not take a bottle with me. Next time, irrespective of what it is, I'm going to definitely carry a water bottle for sure, zipper. So anyways, got going with them. It's nice speaking to them. One of them is a racer. He's a time trialist. He usually does 30k time trial and in Bangalore. So he is usually in the Bangalore racing circuit. It was nice speaking to him. You both were quite knowledgeable in their cycling areas, but they were not into triathlons, pure cycling. So got learning. I got to learn a lot with them, you know, about their racing, their power meter, what they use, and they had different. They have knowledge about all the things that related to the bike. So it was nice to exchange the knowledge and learn something new from these new kids on the block, you know. Then we stopped at a bridge where we just took a picture, and then started riding again. So they kept they asked me whether they want whether I would want to just continue with them, and I said yes, why not. And they had planned a 3-hour bike ride, and so I just took a few sips of water from their zipper. And I was able to, ride with them quite easily. It wasn't a great effort. I was able to keep pace. They were doing it at a very easy pace. They were not pushing too hard either. And completed the loop, and then bid them goodbye. And they were quite impressed to see that I was able to keep pace with them on the mountain bike. And more so, they were surprised to. And I get to know my age, and they were saying that I don't look more than 35. So I was quite happy, to listen to those comments, definitely. And I've been working a lot on my fitness. Total distance came out to be 45 kilometers, not bad, 15k extra, and then got back home. Now the first thing that I had to do was to just hydrate myself. So I've been trying this unique solution of adding magnesium and malic acid and creating hydrogen water. So I had that. I felt good, didn't feel any lethargy. So really enjoyed that drink. I felt quite nice. And then I had to, wash my hair because it was really getting a bit messy. So after 15 minutes of work, I just went, had a good shower, and then started my work. So no breakfast, so I was a bit hungry, with this 2-hour bike ride that I did, but it was manageable. Took a short power nap, and started my work again at 10:30. Had my cup of coffee, just to beat the hunger. And Seema had made some awesome chicken, sorry, egg curry. Now, usually the egg curry that she makes is the brown one, which I don't like. But this time she made the green one with some, I don't know, she must have definitely used some leafy vegetables. But I like that taste. This was much better and enjoyed that. So my lunch was egg curry with rotis and carrot upiri. So that was my lunch. Good lunch, and after that got working. I was working till around 2 o'clock. So I had a series of stuff to do. One is, the licensing of Training Peaks. I had to make sure that I only have one license and not two that I was using previously. And then I had to work on researching on radiation of EMFs and, those mobile devices and all. So that took a bit of my time. And then my mandatory, thing of studying about investments. So I was studying that for half an hour or so, and then I was feeling very sleepy, so hit bed for another power nap for around 30 to 40 minutes. Again, got back working. So, trying new stuff, I basically feel that this is the right time for me to get into some investments of my money, so that in the next 10 years I'm able to be independent of any work. And because now that's my sole aim, is to make sure that I'm able to triple or maybe make it 300 times, 400 times. Do not know how much I can be able to work on it, but definitely my target is to be quite comfortable after 60 and live the rest of my life traveling, going around without worrying about the cash inflow. So that's the plan. Overall, I had a good day, and the evening I went for a run. Again, stuff to get the paces. There was some problem with the GPS signal, because usually, by the time I have three loops, it's 9.5 kilometers, but my watch showed 9.25, and the pace was a bit off target. Anyways, I had to do the distance, but completed it. So did around 11.89. Now you'll ask me, you could have done another 100 meters and completed 12k, but I said no, I didn't want to. I was tired, and I just wanted to rush home, because I also had a call to attend. So I had just finished my workout, came back home quickly, had a shower, and then got working after having my dinner. So I think having the dinner is really helping me with my recovery, because previously when I used to not have my dinner and I used to sleep, my recovery was a bit slower. But since I'm having my dinner, my recovery has been much better, and I'm ready for the next day for my run. Also, I don't have to, I don't run starved when I'm running my morning runs, still have some energy. And same with my evening runs also, because I'm having my lunch, my evening runs are also not in a starved state. So I'm enjoying, this thing that I'm doing. Now I do not know how much I'll be able to, utilize this again in the camp. I discussed a few things that I plan to do, related to my diet and nutrition. I hope I'm able to follow that and make sure that my energy levels are pretty high and stable, so that's going to be an important aspect for the camp. So really looking forward for the camp now that we have only a few days left. So that's going to be the most important thing right now in my mind. Well, folks, it's hot and humid here. It was cloudy in the evening. I hope it drizzles, it rains at night, and we get some good showers so that my Sunday run can be a little more pleasant. That's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a great time. Take care. Enjoy the weekend with your family and friends. Om Shanti.